brings to you Man Movie Mayhem.
Hello and welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater. I am your host, Jay Lang Jens. Hi, everybody. Welcome to a wacky episode. I don't know. I'm running out of intro voice ideas off the top of my head. I'm like, oh, can I do this one? No, do that one. No, this one. No, this one. No. Yeah, it's you know, it was down to Goat Boy and Take Me to Your Leader or something like that. So, hey, hello, everybody. Welcome to Masterpiece Audio Theater, DDOA 2018, Mad Movie Mayhem. How y'all doing? We are in episode 16. Whoo! It's a Monday. Oh man, is it a Monday. So yesterday, I couldn't tell you the great news because my cousin hadn't announced it yet. So, you know, in interest of it's her news to tell the world, not mine, I didn't say a word. But my cousin had her first child yesterday. She had a baby girl, and my wife, who is a birth and postpartum doula, was with her, well, multiple times leading up to this, but she was with her from, basically when contraction started to when we had baby. That meant she left the house at about 1 o'clock in the morning, and it meant that I picked her up from the hospital at about 4:30 in the afternoon. And then we went to my parents' house for dinner, we came back, I posted, and then we had another wonderful night of puking all night, but this time it was my middle daughter. Yes, the stomach flu has struck yet another one within this household. So I'm a little tired, I'm a little punchy, and yeah, so is my wife. I don't blame her though. Yikes, what a task. Anyway, mom and baby are fine. My daughter seems to be on the mend, ate quite a dinner and has gone to bed and hasn't been sick since, I don't know, like noon or something like that, knock on wood. Anyway, I know that didn't sound like wood, but trust me, it's wood. Even if it's glue and like particles squished together, that counts. That's wood. Okay, so now that that's out of the way, the announcement has been made. We're going to move on. Yesterday, man, this competition. We got people literally waiting with their finger hovering over the download button. First place yesterday was Crazy Joe, and I mean like minutes after that episode kicked out, he was responding. Followed very shortly, within 2 minutes, by Steve. Followed by Nutty within 7 minutes. Mark, you were a bit further down there, but you got in there as well. So we had 4 people answer yesterday. That changes our leaderboard, however. Mark, I got some bad news for you, buddy. Looks like Crazy Joe and you are sharing first place again. Crazy Joe got 3 points to catch up to you. Steven, you are 2 points out of the lead in third place. Mike, you have 98 points. Nutty, you have 96. Melissa has 33. Jason Gregory Banks has 17. Sonia Kolstad has 10. And a new entrance, Amelia Bowen, has 5 points. Thanks for joining in the game, Amelia. All right, so that's that out of the way. I've done eeny, meeny, miny, moe, and grabbed myself a scene. The scene has 3 characters. This is an iconic movie. I have no idea. I have practiced this scene before the hat and everything happened. Multiple different characters. It's gone multiple different ways. Let's see how this one goes. All right. First character is...
Oh, hey, who here? Come at the frog.
Maybe you didn't get mixed in there. Okay. And the second character is... Oh, dropped it. Hello, I'm back. That should make things interesting, okay? The third hapless character, the one line. Oh. Mr. Tom Leiter. Yeehaw! All right, then. All right, so that's our 3 characters. I think I'm going to take all those characters out and shuffle them a bit and then put them back in, because I seem to be hitting some of the same characters here. Anyway, all right. Well, we're going to take a sip of this high-quality H2O. Ah. Take a deep breath for Miss Melis. And, okay, all right, here we go.
What are you looking at?
Oh, the silent majesty of a winter's morn. The clean, cool chill of the holiday air. An asshole in his bathrobe emptying a chemical toilet into my sewer. The shitter was full. Ah, yes. You checked our shitters, honey.
Clark, please. He doesn't know any better.
He ought to know it's illegal. It's a storm sewer. If it fills with gas, I pity the person who lights a match within 10 yards of it. Oh, excuse me while I have a glass of water. Okay, there we go. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, sorry. It's hard. It's hard to get... Oh, once you start laughing, it's really hard to stop. Anyway, there you have it. That was interesting. I am much different than the original, I'm sure. But I know that you all know this movie already. Because you guys are awesome. You're so good at this game. I'd have to come up with a real... Well, okay, there was a couple of hard ones at the beginning that stymied this whole thing. Yeah, like... Number six has some points available. Episode 6, yeah, wide open. Episode 11 has some good point catching. Episode 13 and 14 also have some good points to catch. And for that matter, episode 15 does as well. Oh, and episode 2. So, you know, there's some more points available in there. Just in case you're looking for some extra. All right. Yeah, that's all I've got. I'm tired. I'm punchy. Oh, I'm going to go to bed after this. So,
from all of us here at Masterpiece Audio Theater, we wish you a good evening and a good night.
That was twice. You suck at this.
Oh, shut up. Oh, come on. You have been listening to MPAT Studios' presentation of Mad Movie Mayhem, DDOP 2018. Sound clips are from GarageBand and can be found in their samples library. We can be found on Facebook on the Masterpiece Audio Theater page, or you can email us at j@jglangjens.com. This podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives 4.0 Unported License.